This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So you know how everybody's been saying when school starts in the fall, as we have those conversations about what school is going to look like? In some parts of the country, fall is already here. A lot of districts in Tennessee start classes next week. And with the virus on the rise there and in so many other places, teachers are worried about going back to the classroom. Real worried. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
This summer, Jake Wilson read everything he intended to assign his 8th grade English class, including A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare, his favorite.
Right up until 2.5 weeks ago, I was all set to start the new year.
Then his school district, just outside Nashville, decided teachers and students would not have to wear masks. Wilson and his wife started thinking the district wasn't taking the pandemic seriously enough, and they have a 2-year-old with asthma. So just 2 weeks before school started, Wilson left his teaching career to be a stay-at-home dad.
I can't imagine not looking out at a class of, 13 and 14-year-olds. But I also can't imagine getting my kids sick and seeing them in the hospital and that being my fault. So I while it was a hard decision, it also wasn't a hard decision at all.
As he was cleaning out his classroom at Ellis Middle School in Hendersonville, he says several colleagues told him they shared his fears but didn't feel they could quit. While kids have tended to fare much better with COVID-19, the adults in schools have cause for concern, says Jen Cates of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
We found 1.5 million teachers, or 1 in 4, would be at greater risk of serious illness or even death if they were to become infected.
Cates says political leaders and even medical professionals have been overly focused on what's best for children, which might be a return to in-person school. Cates, who has a kindergartner, says heading back to class would be good for her, too.
As much as I would like my kid to be back in school, I am quite concerned about what it might mean for teachers.
There are more dramatic calls to put off in-person classes until COVID-19's under control. In Nashville, a few dozen teachers in their minivans drove through town in a mock funeral procession. In Florida, some educators are writing living wills before going back to class. Many of the efforts are coordinated with teachers' unions that have been asking that in-person classes not return until communities have no new cases for 14 days. Rural Marshall County, Tennessee, is a long way from that benchmark. So first-grade teacher Kristen Morgel says she's still not sure she'll return to the classroom when her district resumes.
I have no desire to leave the profession. I'm not looking to quit. It's something that I've put my heart and soul into for 10 years, and I plan to do until retirement. But I am looking at a short-term leave just to protect my health, the health of my family.
It's not exactly an economy where you'd want to give up a steady job, but that could change once teachers get back in front of students. It did for Amanda Strawn. She's a pre-K teaching assistant in another Nashville suburb who returned to work in May. Then her classroom got its first confirmed case of COVID-19 at the end of June. The student showed up with a fever and was sent home, but it took 2 weeks for test results to come back, all while the student's siblings kept coming.
We needed to let all the parents know right away. We needed to let all the employees know right away. The whole hallway should have been shut down for 2 weeks.
The district's nursing coordinator says she would have done more contact tracing, but the contagious period had already passed. The school did send a letter home to classmates, though not in the siblings' classes. And in Strawn's view, the letter downplayed the risks.
We as a society are not going to get through this pandemic if we're not honest with each other. We're just not.
Strawn took a day off, then decided to give up her job. She says having policies meant to protect students and teachers is one thing, but following them will be the hard part. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.